Bradford, first name Bradford, Waltson, Waltson. Chief complaint, follow-up of A, hypertension. B, history of carotid stenosis. C, history of fatty liver. Patient is an history of PVD. He's a 60-year-old gentleman married. Well, he's a common-in-law married for 7 years with a woman. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He walks about 9 or 10 miles a day because he works at Home Depot. That's DEPOT. He's had no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematitis, seizure, convulsion period. He has leg pain, arm pain from time to time for multiple reasons. Medication, he takes metoprolol tartrate, 50 milligram BID, ibersartan, 300/12.5 hydrochlorothiazide once a day, fish oil and vitamin D. Family history is positive for hypertension, no colon cancer. Colonoscopy is not done. He's not interested, but he said he will do Cologuard, so I'm going to send him a Cologuard to his house. Surgical history, none. Then COVID immunization, none. Then review of system as above. Then allergy, none. He's alert, he's awake. He weighs 210 pounds compared to last year. He's gained 2 pounds. 99%, 98.3, 16, 55, 158 over 86, heart positive, small positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no demiclimatosis, neurological non-focal. Last blood test was done last year. Next one is due in October, period. Assessment number one, hypertension controlled. Number two, he has much better control with blood pressure at home, he tells us. Next number, continue with current medication. Next number, diet and exercise discussed. Next one is mild fatty liver. Next one is mild BPH. Next one is carotid stenosis with no significant change from 2 years ago. Next one is leg pain and arm pain. Multifactorial, but no PVD noted. Next one is aorta looks good with no evidence of aneurysm in face of long-standing hypertension. Next number is the thyroids are normal with a slight lymphadenopathy in the neck. Next number, we talked about diet, exercise. And we'll reevaluate patient in October, in 3 months, but do his blood work in October. I'll discuss with patient before leaving. Thank you.